talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you are just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I come to you every day across our talk radio network from 2 to 4 p.m. You can also find all my old episodes on Spotify and Apple Pods and at Civic Media's website. Today, we're talking about your whys. Why do you care? Whatever your political bend may be, why do you care? And assuming that you do care, how do you keep your energy up? And for me specifically, how do I keep my energy up? How do we keep our energy up to continue to be resilient and to resist? And I wanted to share with you today the sermon that was given by the Right Reverend Mary Ann Buddy, an evangelical reverend who heads the D.C. Church of the she leads the D.C. Church, the National Cathedral. And so at the National Cathedral, the day after Donald Trump's inauguration, they had a church service. Donald Trump and his whole family and J.D. Vance, they were all there. The Episcopal Church, thank you, Mr. Zommers, helping me out there, my producer today. And when I watched her sermon from that day, it brought me to tears again and again. And in the same time, it gave me so much inspiration, so much hope. Because what this very small woman in a shaky voice did in America's National Cathedral was she spoke truth to power, power that was sitting mere feet from her. And she had no real authority other than the fact that she happened to be the head of the Episcopal's National Cathedral, in which this ceremony is had every year. But her authority in that moment, her power, despite her small frame and her shaky voice, her power came from saying the things that she knew to be true, or at least giving it her best gosh darn effort. And in interviews afterwards, Bishop and Reverend Buddy referenced the American theologian Howard Thurman as her inspiration. He wrote of the sound of the genuine, that when you speak and you give voice to what is true and real, it resonates with authority that you, the individual, may not have. It resonates with power. It is impactful beyond what you, the individual, may be able to impact. And so her endeavor that afternoon was to touch upon fundamental principles, the basic values that she hoped we all agree upon. And in those words, I found inspiration. I heard my why reaffirmed, expressed differently in this woman's shaky voice. And it also wasn't lost on me that she spoke from the Canterbury pulpit itself, said to have been brought to England by William the Conqueror and used in the Canterbury Cathedral itself. It is where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his final Sunday sermon mere days before he was assassinated. And its central carving on the Canterbury pulpit is the signing of the Magna Carta, an 809-year-old charter that established that the King of England was not above the law. So I wanted to share with each and every one of you today some of the words that Bishop Right Reverend Mary Ann Buddy spoke at the National Cathedral on January 21st this year. So Aaron, let's get started, shall we? We're going to go through cut five to begin and then cut six right away. Here, the bishop is addressing what unity is and what it means in America. Let's take a listen.
As a country, we have gathered this morning to pray for unity as a people and a nation. Not for agreement, political or otherwise, but for the kind of unity that fosters community across diversity and division, a unity that serves the common good. It is not conformity. It is not victory. It is not polite weariness or passivity born of exhaustion. Unity is not partisan. Rather, unity is a way of being with one another, that it encompasses and respects our differences, that teaches us to hold multiple perspectives and life experiences as valid and worthy of respect, that enables us in our communities and in the halls of power to genuinely care for one another, even when we disagree.
That is the voice of Right Reverend Bishop Mary Ann Buddy, speaking to and addressing President Donald Trump the day after his inauguration from the Canterbury Public in the National Cathedral. She continued, she pointed out the importance of not just saying the right things, but doing the right things.
And Jesus went out of his way to welcome those whom his society deemed as outcasts. Now, I grant you that unity in this broad, expansive sense it's aspirational. And it's a lot to pray for. It's a big ask of our God, worthy of the best of who we are and who we can be. But there isn't much to be gained by our prayers if we act in ways that further deepen the divisions among us. Our scriptures are quite clear about this, that God is never impressed with prayers when actions are not informed by them. Nor does God spare us from the consequences of our deeds, which always, in the end, matter more than the words we pray.
Powerful words, again, from a small woman with a shaky voice. And she addressed contempt and how it destabilizes our country, our unity, and frankly, runs against the most basic tenets of Christianity. Cut 9, Aaron.
Because the culture of contempt that has become normalized in this country threatens to destroy us. We are all bombarded daily with messages from what sociologists now call the outrage industrial complex. Some of that driven by external forces whose interests are furthered by a polarized America. Contempt fuels political campaigns and social media, and many profit from that. But it's a worrisome, it's a dangerous way to lead a country.
Again, folks, that's the voice of Reverend Marianne Buddy addressing Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the Trump family, and the nation on January 21st. At this point, she then pivots to the real core of her sermon that day about the basics of human dignity, about what it means to fight for human dignity, and what she calls the three foundations of America's unity. Aaron?
Unity in this country is possible. Not perfectly, for we are imperfect people and an imperfect union. But sufficient enough to keep us all believing in and working to realize the ideals of the United States of America, ideals expressed in the Declaration of Independence with its assertion of innate human equality and dignity.
And so she goes on to lay out the three foundations of unity, of American unity, which also incidentally are core pillars of Christianity, which our current president claims to be. Let's listen to Foundation 1 of unity.
Let me suggest that there are at least three. The first foundation for unity is honoring the inherent dignity of every human being.
Yes. The dignity of every human being. So what does dignity require?
Honoring each other's dignity means refusing to mock or discount or demonize those with whom we differ, choosing instead to respectfully debate our differences, and whenever possible, to seek common ground. And if common ground is not possible, dignity demands that we remain true to our convictions without contempt for those who hold convictions of their own.
Bishop Buddy then went on to explain the second foundation of unity in Christianity.
Second foundation for unity is honesty in both private conversation and public discourse. If we're not willing to be honest, there's no use in praying for unity because our actions work against the prayers themselves. We might, for a time, experience a false sense of unity among some, but not the sturdier, broader unity that we need to address the challenges that we face.
So, as Bishop Buddy is explaining, the foundation of unity in this country, in fact, deeply held Christian values, require first an acknowledgement of the innate dignity of every human being, and secondly, a commitment to honesty. But honesty is not always easy.
We don't always know where the truth lies, and there's a lot working against the truth now. But when we do know, when we know what is true, it's incumbent upon us to speak the truth, even when, especially when, it costs us.
Not the profiteering of contempt and hate, but to speak the truth, especially and even when it costs us. Third and finally, Bishop Buddy tells us the foundation of our American unity, of this American project in democracy, and of course, a core tenet of Christianity, is humility.
And the third and last foundation I'll mention today is foundation for unity is humility, which we all need because we are all fallible human beings. We make mistakes. We say and do things that we later regret. We have our blind spots and our biases, and perhaps we are most dangerous to ourselves and others when we are persuaded without a doubt that we are absolutely right and someone else is absolutely wrong. Because then we are just a few steps from labeling ourselves as the good people versus the bad people. And the truth is that we're all people. We're both capable of good and bad.
So, the foundation, the third foundation of this American unity project, a value of Christianity, is humility. The acknowledgement that we may not be right, that we may in fact be biased and have blind spots. And Bishop Buddy tells us more what humility requires.
And the more we realize this, the more room we have within ourselves for humility and openness to one another across our differences, because in fact we are more like one another than we realize, and we need each other.
We need each other. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. We're listening to the words of Reverend Marianne Buddy just a couple of weeks ago on January 21st, addressing Donald Trump, our president, J.D. Vance, our vice president, and the entire Vance and Trump families, and indeed the nation, calling for a return to American unity rooted in the acknowledgement that all human beings deserve dignity, that we must commit, secondly, to tell the truth, to be honest, even when costly, and thirdly, that we must approach this project with humility, because we are all, indeed, fallible. When we come back after these brief messages, she tells us what's at stake and makes a final plea to our president. We're taking some inspiration from the words of Bishop Marianne Buddy today. Please keep it locked. Come back with me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.